This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. One last thing we should talk about in terms of coins is the idea of nullifying currencies, right? Sometimes you have these political upheavals in the ancient world where you'd have a different dynasty or a different country take over a region and they want to take over the coinage, much like we saw with the rebel coinage. In this case, it'd be much more of a state-driven kind of thing. So sometimes they would actually demand that old coinage had to be literally taken out of circulation. You would presumably bring in your old coins and you could trade them for new coins, possibly at a loss, but nevertheless, it would not be a total loss because, you know, you couldn't use the old coins anyways. And sometimes these coins would then be melted down and they would be issued in new coins that offered less amount of precious metal. They could be adulterated with other metals as an alloy and things like that. So if you're holding on to currency which is no longer valid, that's a bad thing because you can't spend it anywhere and you've got to deal with it. It might even be a criminal offense to own such currency, depending on how these two states dealt with each other. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.